It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
The order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, so we have the audio. Let's just listen to this news story about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, so Tyreek Hill, the body cam footage came out after we left work yesterday. Or we saw it after we left work, at least. We wanted it yesterday. And then Tyreek said another interview with NBC, and I'm guessing, I don't know if all of it has already aired or if they're going to air it tonight, but he has done some more interviews since the incident.
I'm getting arrested, Drew.
Miami-Dade police releasing new body camera video that shows what happened Sunday when officers pulled NFL star Tyreek Hill from his vehicle, shoved him to the ground, and put him in handcuffs.
It went from 0 to 60 immediately, man.
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock.
That way you can lower it and talk to
just
you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm gonna be late, yeah? Do what you gotta do.
In the video, you can see Hill roll up his window. He's ordered to lower it again before the situation quickly escalates.
Quickly.
Get out of the car.
I'm gonna get out.
Get out of the car right now.
The seat go down, so it's almost like you gotta push up to get out. You know what I'm saying?
When we tell you to do something, you do it.
That officer, you know, obviously he was having either a bad day or he just wanted to have a power trip over me.
So now at least we know why they pulled him out of the car. It appears it's because of this window.
Is the cop comes up, he asks him for whatever, he rolls on his window, and a cop says something to him, you know, and Tyreek says, hey, look, I'm going to be late. Write the ticket, do whatever you got to do. I'm going to be late. And he starts to roll the window back up. Then he's like, you know, roll the window down, get out of the car. And I don't really understand. Like, people are saying, oh, you shouldn't be mouthy. Like, I feel like you're allowed to say to the police officer, hey, I'm not giving you an excuse. I'm not trying to tell you that I had to go to the bathroom or I'm late for work or I got a sick kid, right? I'm not trying to, like, I pooped my pants. I'm not trying to get out of this ticket. So when the cop says something, just be like, yo, dude, write the ticket. I got to go. I don't feel like that's talking back. I feel like that's...
They've got to be... If they say talking back, I mean, to me, the only thing is he rolls up the window, and that's when you can tell, okay, he is annoyed, which we couldn't tell from that original video. You could see the window going up, but we didn't know what was being said. So now it's a little clearer, and I'm not defending either side here. I'm just saying it's clearer now that the window seems to be the issue, and he says, roll it down. And he tells him, if you don't roll it down, I'm going to pull you out of the car, but then really doesn't give him more than about a second. Because he goes, actually, I'm just going to pull you out of the car.
Well, he says, get out of the car, and Tyreek Hill says, I'm getting out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, so...
At that point, they were trying to get the door open.
What Tyreek Hill has said is, write me the ticket. Do what you got to do. I got to get to work. I don't really care.
Yeah.
And that, I think, makes the cop mad. And it shouldn't. Like, it's okay. You pulled me over. You have a job to do. I was speeding. We don't have to have a long discussion here. I have the money to pay the ticket. Write it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, he's going to write me a ticket. He starts to roll up his window. Like, good. Go do what you got to do. I'm going to roll up my window. He's like, no. Don't roll up your window. Okay. Maybe he has a reason because the windows are tinted.
Yes.
He doesn't like the window rolled up. So Tyreek's like, okay. He's like, get out of the car. I'm getting out of the car. And then they grab him and throw him on the ground. Like, I don't really understand what the problem is.
To me, though, it is clearly this window situation is... you sent me the video. I guess you sent it to the group last night, Snowcone. And my response to you was, he didn't get the window down. That's the problem, is that you got to roll that window down. When you've got tinted windows... Now, them responding by pulling him out of the car and throwing him on the ground... That seems excessive to me,
right?
But that finally was like, okay, here's what
the situation. And the other guy pulls up, and one's like, leave.
Yeah,
and the other guy's like, stay right there, and the other guy's leaving. They're like, well, you know what? We're just going to cuff you too. Like, okay,
yeah.
What are we doing?
And he was the
just go back there and write him the ticket.
Well, wasn't the other guy the recipient of the Walter Payton Man of the Year? Okay,
just go write him the ticket. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I've been in a car with a buddy of mine who was speeding, and. It was a lady officer, it doesn't matter, but for the point of the story, it does. She comes up and she said, you know, you're in a neighborhood, there's kids who play here, blah, 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 blah. My kids could be here. And he just looked at me and he said, are you going to write me a ticket? And she's like, yes. He's like, then go do it. You're not my mom.
Right. Yes.
Write the ticket, I'll pay it.
Yep.
What are we doing? Like, we don't have to have a full-on discussion every time. I don't need a lecture. I feel like that's what Tyreek was like. Look, we don't have to talk about this. Write me the ticket. I'm going to be late for my NFL football game. I'll pay it. congratulations, you got me. I didn't think it was, you know, it wasn't, he wasn't like, F you.
No, I don't think he's that worked up. That's what I'm saying. It seems to be mostly about this window being rolled up. That was the thing. That was the catalyst for all this. Lazo, I don't think we talked about it on the air. I know we talked about it off the air, or at least I talked to Snowcone about it, but I don't know anything about the NHL, but this Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey,
Being
called, a couple weeks ago, I think it was, it's maybe been a couple weeks now, it was maybe early last week.
Yeah,
he's a hockey player. It's a hockey family, it sounds like. His brother was a hockey coach, kind of like when he played when he was younger, but was not in the NHL. And this guy was good. I get the impression that he was pretty good. They acted like he was pretty good. I say was because this guy, Johnny Gaudreau, and his brother were out riding bicycles, and they were struck by a vehicle. Now, so they're riding along the shoulder, kind of like a little two-lane highway. This guy was trying to pass another car, you know, trying to get around someone. As he goes to pass this other vehicle, I think it was a truck, goes around to pass his truck, he ends up hitting Johnny and his brother and killed both of them. That guy ended up telling the police, yeah, I had five or six beers, maybe six or seven, something like that. And they said, yeah, this guy was driving under the influence. Also turned out that guy was, he was in the National Guard, and I think they said that he was at one point a drug and alcohol counselor, or that maybe that's what his job was when the incident happened. But as if it's, you know, not bad enough that you've lost two family members, their sister was getting married the next day.
Yeah.
And Johnny and his brother were there to be in her wedding.
Yeah.
And so she's got the wedding coming up in less than 24 hours and gets this news that both of her brothers had been hit by this car and died. So they did this funeral. And like, if the story couldn't get any sadder, I saw pieces of this funeral and I saw his wife. And she said that she's pregnant.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, is this like this is one of the most.
Yeah.
And I know there's tragic stories every day, but I think there's something about these two brothers who were such great friends and kind of this, you know, just, it seemed like this family was really close. They're in town for a wedding.
Right.
It's their sister's wedding, and they were going to be groomsmen.
And they're out, it's just even, they're out riding bikes together like they're little kids again.
Yes.
And they get hit and killed, and, you know, and then the wife's pregnant. Just, I mean, it's
just
too much.
It's tragic. It is too much.
Daddy loves you all so much, and you have the best daddy in the world.
In this case, dad is Johnny Hockey, the all-star wing for the Columbus Blue Jackets, who at 31 years old was a loving father to an almost two-year-old daughter, six-month-old son, and as his wife Meredith revealed at the eulogy, a third child on the way.
I'm in my ninth week of pregnancy with our third baby. A total surprise, but again, John was beaming and so excited.
Oh my God, this story. It just keeps getting worse and worse, finding out that she's pregnant.
Well, somebody said both wives were pregnant.
Oh,
well,
really? I didn't hear that the other wife. Or, you know what? If they'd said that when the story first broke, it is possible that I could have even forgotten by now. Because I was so hung up on the wedding thing at first. I know they were dads. And just seeing that picture of their sister and then seeing her speaking to the media, like, why did she have to? I don't know. Maybe she wanted to speak to the media, but I hate the idea of reporters going to her and saying, hey, you know, what do you have to say about this? Like, what do you think she has to say about this? She's supposed to get married the next day. And her brothers are both supposed to be in her wedding.
Well, now she's at a funeral.
And yeah, now she's at a funeral instead. It's horrible. Now you find out that at least Johnny's wife was pregnant, and maybe his brother's wife was pregnant too. The guy who did it, this is what makes it all the more tragic, is that the guy who did it, there's no like clear villain. There's a bad guy because he broke the law and he killed two people. He did something we all know we're not supposed to do. But it's not the same as the guy who goes in and shoots up a movie theater.
Of course
not. It's just not, because whether you want to admit it or not, who's the coach in Oklahoma? We talked about him when he made that statement. You know, getting drunk and driving, I've done that a thousand times. Whatever the words were, you know, driving a little buzz. I don't remember exactly what he said. But that's because so many people have done that.
Of course.
And then to find out that this guy was like, you know, in the military, he was some sort of drug and alcohol counselor. And I don't know how much they're embellishing that, but you feel bad for him too. At least I do. Because there's no, he's just not a villain. He's not a good enough villain. He's the bad guy. He caused all this, and he has to get in trouble.
A lot of trouble.
But a lot of trouble.
Somebody. And, but like we say, like I guarantee you there was someone in a 100-mile radius of him at that time who was doing the same thing and got home safe.
A drunker at a 100-mile radius.
Right,
it's
just, you know.
And that's
like,
one of those crimes.
Don't drink and drive. That's it. You can't do it.
It's one of those crimes
really can't do it.
It just depends on the outcome where you commit the same crime.
Yes.
But I could commit that crime and maybe get in no trouble at all. Or even if I get, let's say I get caught committing that crime, my punishment could be as light as some fines and maybe a couple of classes or a suspended license, where the other person's punishment could be years in prison.
They use that in, like, you know, there's, you know, philosophical theories based on that, but you know, where the
we committed the same
action is the same, but the results are different.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things they talk about is drag racing. There's two people in a car. They're both going 120 miles an hour. One loses control of his car and hits a kid on a bike. That guy's going to jail forever.
Yeah.
The other guy slows down and drives away.
Yeah.
They're both doing the same thing. Even if that other guy gets pulled over later, he gets a speeding ticket. Reckless driving. The other guy's going to jail forever. They both did the same thing, but the results are different.
Yep. I got in trouble when I was younger and sat in some of those classes, and I would see these guys who gotten out of prison, or they were on their way to prison, and I remember looking at them and thinking, we did the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
But I'm done after this class.
Right.
These classes are over, I'm done, and you're getting ready to go to prison.
Yep.
It's just, it's tragic. Yeah, just
don't
do it. Just don't do it.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm looking at this. It just showed up. It may be, you know, maybe people have seen it earlier, but it just came on my notifications. Tyreek Hill was cited for speeding at a visual estimation of 60 miles an hour.
Oh, visual.
Not 100. And it was a visual, not radar.
Like those.
According to his citation. And it gave him that and a seatbelt.
Yeah, which the seatbelt thing, again, we could tell from the body cam, it is exactly what we thought, where they walk up.
They walk up and
say, no, you're not wearing a seatbelt. Right. You could say, I took the belt off, I was getting my wallet out, whatever, they'll still give you the ticket.
I don't know either way, but...
Yeah. But you've never had that happen or seen that happen to someone where they get the seatbelt
ticket? I've never gotten a ticket, but I've heard, they've said to me, like, I could write you for a seatbelt.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, I had it on. And they're like, oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. But it's like, seriously, I did, because I had to get my wallet out. But I know now that whether you're wearing it or not wearing it, make sure you're wearing it when the cop walks up to the window. But that whole, we're trained to have an idea of how fast you're going. You know, that's part of our training. We can tell when you're speeding.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Okay, what exactly are you allowed to do there? Are you allowed to say that you were driving carelessly because you were going too fast? When they say a visual estimation of 60, is that number actually part of any of this paperwork?
Like, I get to face my accuser in court, and I'm just going
It's just my word versus his.
It's your word versus mine.
Yeah. You've got body cams, you've got radar detectors, you've got all that stuff. There should be some way.
Right.
That if you don't have that stuff, and it is a visual, then give them a warning.
I like
say,
that
hey,
he's
slow down.
Going to play in a game where there's so much visual estimation taken out.
Right.
We have all these cameras, all these angles.
Exactly.
We send them to New York.
And now suddenly we don't know.
Yeah.
Suddenly we don't know. And if you don't know, then just, you know, give them the warning. Say, hey, slow down. I saw you over there. You know, you're going way too fast. I don't know how fast you're going, but I'm trained.
Right.
You were going too fast. So we'll do the rest of the news coming up. There's big space news, which is one of Laszlo's favorite things to talk about. Also, Koberger news, which it actually is big Koberger news. That's the kid in Idaho, or kid, guy in Idaho is accused of killing those college co-eds. How many did he kill?
Four.
Four? I was going to say three. Allegedly killed four. Big news in that story as well. We'll do the rest of the news here in just a minute.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
I don't like being out of booze.
I know you don't. Well, I thought that was supposed to be taken care of yesterday.
Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to work under these conditions.
Well, Snow Cone, what happened yesterday with the booze? I mean, there was talk about taking care of it. I don't know exactly what happened. He came back. I was shocked he didn't mention it yesterday. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. So
well,
he gave
I thought
you extra
today
time,
would be, you know,
right, that he'd have it when you came down.
Okay, I'll go get some.
He's going to go get some, I guess.
Good.
The news. We're finishing the news. Mm-hmm. Laszlo really likes talk about space. And so I try to include some of the stuff, but it's a little bit over my head. Now, Twitch, you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/churchofwizards. Twitch really loves space. So I just,
I understand.
They love space so much. I know people are interested. I did like that Apollo 13 thing on Netflix.
Never saw it.
The new documentary.
There's
a new
space
documentary.
Movies.
Well, it's a documentary. You'll watch documentaries about anything.
Not space. Don't care.
What about the
Wizards?
What about the Hope Solo one? Sports? Did you watch that?
Nope.
What? Come on, that's that Untold, Netflix Untold or whatever. I figured you'd watch it because it's sports.
Untold.
You love sports and you love Untold.
Women's
Oh, God.
Women's soccer.
She's like the greatest soccer player, American soccer player ever, according to the documentary.
Okay.
That's what they said. You haven't even seen it, and you're going to argue with me?
No, I didn't. I mean, I said, okay.
There was a lot of... just saying how much you love Untold. You were so excited for new Untold.
Yeah, you were like, I literally coming to work and going, man, I keep getting tricked because I'll log into Netflix and they'll show me a picture of Untold. And I'm thinking, oh, it's out. And then it wasn't out yet.
Kind of Stallions and the Steve McNair.
Oh, he started that last
night. And then the new one is Hope Solo.
Yeah, I'm saying I haven't watched that one.
Yeah.
But you're...
So watch that one tonight. You forget about it. I don't know.
Maybe there's a new one coming tonight. Maybe I can.
There could be. She's going to skip.
There's a couple of them I've missed. You know, the women's boxer. I didn't watch her.
Oh, you know what? I watched it, but that was kind of a crazy story. Didn't was that the one where someone got killed? And
I didn't watch it.
That was kind of a crazy story. If I'm thinking of the right one, you should watch the Hope Solo thing. It's good, but space stuff. Look, I know you're not into space. It's just weird. The Hope Solo thing is a sports thing, part of a documentary series, sports documentary series on Netflix that you really, really like, too. So, anyhow, space. Twitch, I know you love space, and I feel like this is a big deal because SpaceX, which is Elon's space company, they just sent a bunch of people into space on this Polaris Dawn, I think that's the name of it, Polaris Dawn ship. And or is that the name of the journey? I don't know how space works. But this is the first time that a bunch of private individuals have been sent up into space like this, testing out these new spacesuits, and they're supposed to be the first ones who are going to walk on the moon, not in this trip, but this is to get them ready.
The first ones ever to walk on the moon?
The first private individuals, one of them's like a billionaire. I didn't get his whole story. You know, one of them's an engineer. They got to get these people together, but it's not clear to me if they're all paying for a seat on this ride or not. But eventually the goal is to do, you know, like NASA stuff, go walk on the
roaring
moon.
Roaring off the launch pad in the early morning hours, an all-commercial group of space explorers riding in a SpaceX Dragon capsule and determined to break records, flying higher in orbit than any humans in more than 50 years, and
more than
the
50
first
years?
Commercial crew to conduct a spacewalk while testing new spacesuits that might one day be used for SpaceX missions to the moon and Mars.
Wow, cool. They're going to fly higher into orbit than anyone's done in 50 years. Boy, we really stopped with the space stuff.
Yeah,
that's an area where you think it would just go on and on and on.
You think we'd go back to the moon, but
we
went there once.
Oh, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, same thing.
Ran out of places
to go. It's crazy that we went to New Mexico more than once.
Well, if you a little easier to get to New Mexico, and if you watch the Apollo 13 documentary,
not the people who were walking.
If you watch the Apollo 13 documentary, you might understand a little bit. It's like they weren't trying. You know, there were some issues, and then people started to lose patience. They'd already won. They already beat the Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, Lazo thinks that the moon landing was a hoax perpetrated by
Stanley Kubrick.
Kennedy. Stanley Kubrick was the director, right? I know that, but...
To put the Russians in their place.
Yeah, but for some reason, the Russians didn't argue that it was fake, so...
Yeah, well...
They just didn't think... They were like, they won't do that. Surely
same thing
they
with Star Wars. Like, we've seen it happen before.
What do you mean? Same thing with
Reagan.
Star Wars.
He said, oh, we got all this...
Oh, that Star Wars. You meant the movie. I'm like, someone thought that was real?
All that space stuff is fake.
Koberger.
Like, look at that. We got this space thing that'll stop nukes. And Russia's like, damn.
It better that exists now, doesn't it?
No.
It better. I had that recurring nightmare last night where the United States and Russia are in a nuclear war, and they're going back and forth. Have you ever had this dream where you're in a nuclear war? And it just goes on all night. You wake up, you go back to sleep, more nukes again.
No.
It's horrible. My arm hurts today because I didn't
were you trying
sleep
to stop
right.
Them?
No, I was uncomfortable and I couldn't sleep right. And I'm tired today because I had the nuclear winter dream. I have it about once a year, so hopefully I won't have it again for a while. Brian Koberger, the guy who's accused of killing all those college kids in Idaho that Lazo thinks also...
he didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
He's getting railroaded.
Didn't do it. Just like Neil Armstrong didn't walk on the moon. Yeah. Brian Koberger didn't. Kill these co-eds.
I don't believe he did.
He's just a guy.
I don't have any proof that he didn't, but I don't know that I need proof that he didn't. I'd like to see proof that he did.
Well, that's the goal, right? That should be that's how it's supposed to work, is that he's not supposed to have to prove his innocence.
No.
They're supposed to have to prove his guilt. And,
I can't see him doing
so
it.
So far, Lazo doesn't like what they've got. Well, the big story on and on has been, will they move this thing? And the judge has been listening to this back and forth. Will they move
Thank God.
Will they move it? They finally said, we'll move it. The family's pissed. And they're pissed because they don't have to drive. They can't necessarily drive every day this far to go to the trial. But also, they're just pissed that it took them so long. It is kind of weird that the judge took so long to make a decision. I don't understand it, but maybe that's
normal.
He's
citing a number of different reasons. He's saying the media attention in this small community is simply too hot. He's saying there are logistical concerns with doing this jury selection. Essentially, they don't have the court staff. He's even citing potential security concerns. But the family is furious at this because they're saying all of that could have been decided months ago. And he sat on this motion for 8 months without deciding it. So why do this now? They're saying they're incredibly disappointed. They wanted to come to trial every day. And we still don't know where the trial's going
to
happen.
That's always one of the issues when they decide whether or not to move the trial is because usually there's victims' family who say, oh, this is going to be harder for us to get to. How are we going to get there? Then they also have to figure out how they're going to keep the jury there, and they'll have to get them hotels to stay. But I think if they sequester them, don't they have to pay to put them up anyway? Because for a case like this, don't they normally sequester the jury?
I think so.
Whether they had it in town or not, I would think so. Didn't they sequester Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's jury?
They did.
I thought they did. Maybe they just told them they weren't allowed to look at TikTok.
I think they might have
sequestered them. So anyway, this is apparently very big news. What, sequestered?
Yeah, it is a good word.
It is good. I don't know how to spell it. But I could give it a try, but I wouldn't get it right first time.
Right.
I definitely, if I was texting her on my phone, I would do speech to text there and just make sure I get it. And then I'd look at it and go, oh, that's how you do it. And then I'd forget again next time. Speaking of phones, by the way, Apple announced their new phones. I haven't bought, there was a time when I liked to get new phones. I was like, oh, cool. This new phone has all these new features. I want to do this.
New things anymore.
Yeah, it feels like it's been years since there's been something where I've gone, oh, man, I wish I had that. Well, I guess it depends on if you're into this stuff or not. The iPhone 16 is really, really heavy on AI. And this phone will be designed to work with all these new AI features for Apple. And also do some other cool things, Lazo, like you can describe an emoji while you're using speech-to-text, I suppose, and it'll just put that emoji right up there on the screen. So, you know, don't you hate having to look for the emoji?
Can't you do that now or no?
I don't know. I guess I've never tried. But I've said smiley face emoji when I'm doing speech-to-text, and I it might just do the colon and the... I don't know. I'd have to check. But
if I'm getting like a text in my car, it'll say like Slim Fast.
Oh, they read
texted
it to you?
Blah blah blah. Smiley face emoji.
Okay,
so it knows it.
Okay, yeah. Well, then you'd think you could. I don't understand this. I still have an iPhone 12, and I just got that not that long ago. There hasn't been reason for me to get new phones.
Well, I'm interested in how does the AI, what does it do to my phone?
Part of the problem is that it's not going to launch with this stuff. They're saying, it'll be on its way. You'll get a little bit of it, and then you'll get more of it after the phone has been out for a while, but it's only going to launch with a little bit. They gave some examples, you know, in their big announcement.
We are thrilled to introduce the first iPhones designed from the ground up for Apple Intelligence.
Hey Siri, who is the architect behind the Museum of... Wait, no, not the museum. The Palace of Fine Arts.
Bernard Maybeck designed the Palace of Fine Arts.
You'll be able to create new emoji simply by typing a description.
The phone will also have a new button, which won't only function as a camera shutter, but as an AI tool. Simply point it at something, and your phone will tell you more about it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Bigsby flashbacks. Yeah, I mean...
Point it at you.
Yeah, it's like Google Lens or something, right?
If I point it at you, it'll tell me how to cook a turkey.
Yeah, exactly. He'll say, well, don't leave that out at room temperature for too long. You should get that in a freezer or refrigerator quick. And if it's in the fridge, get it cooked.
I'm sorry. That's what you call yourself.
I look like a turkey. I wasn't the one who came up with it. Someone pointed it out, and I looked in the mirror and went, wow, I'll never unsee that.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
We have to start a new segment called Show Me the Law, because I'd like to know what laws these people are breaking. Yesterday, it was all about the school shooter's parents and all that stuff. I don't totally understand that. Or the speeding kid's mom, or the other kid's parents in Michigan. But now there's a story that it seems to be getting more and more traction. I know, Snow Cone, you brought it to our attention last week sometime, Thursday or Friday. This I think he's in one of the Carolinas, North Carolina maybe.
North Carolina, uh-huh.
The AI bot streaming scanner. I don't know what would be the headline for this guy. Man caught tricking Spotify, inflating streams for songs and getting money.
Using AI to create streams and then using AI to create bots to listen to those streams to fraudulently earn money.
I'm not saying that this can't be illegal. But, like, what is the law? I hate when they always go to wire fraud. Everything's wire fraud, and they don't have a law for it, which is, I think, something that originated with telephones and maybe even, like, telegrams. I don't know. But that's what they always go to because they don't write any new stuff. But this guy, what he did, doesn't seem that much different to me than someone who uses AI to create fake YouTube. They're not fake. Really crappy YouTube videos that are basically fake news videos. And it'll say, like, world news. I see it all the time because I'm pulling audio. You go to click on it, and it's just a robot voice reading this story verbatim, and that's it. And I'm guessing that these companies must hope that they get enough views.
They do it for football all the time. There's you know, you want an update, you just go in there and search, like, you know, Chiefs, whatever. Yeah. And a lot of times there's guys doing news stories, and they're good at it. A lot of times it'll just be like, breaking news, Chiefs something.
Right.
And you click on it, it's like a two-minute video, and it's a, the Chiefs beat the Ravens. Xavier Worthy was it's like reading it, like reading a dumb
you
news
won't
story.
Believe
like,
what the Chiefs did. Yeah.
Some asshole got paid for that.
Right.
And because I just clicked on it.
And it probably gets 100 views. I see a lot of them get 100, 200 views. And I'm assuming that those companies get enough of those put together that overall their view count is high, so Google sends them a check.
Sure.
That's my guess. Is that illegal? I mean, just because making a crappy video, I wouldn't hope so. So where did this guy cross the line? Well, we'll explain what we understand about this guy and whether or not you think. I'm curious if people think this should be against a law or if this guy should actually be in trouble. Whether or not it should be against the law, I guess. Maybe it should because there's money involved. Anytime there's money involved, if you're going to try and cheat someone out of money, they're going to try and make that illegal. But I don't see where there's a law written that this guy broke.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.